The following spring, Steinem accepted a diamond ring from Schatzenhof. She agreed to marry because that's what she thought she was supposed to do. A few weeks later, she called him in tears, explaining that she couldn't see herself as a bride or a wife. It wasn't that she didn't love him. She did. But she didn't want to define herself and her life through her relationship to a man. Any man. Schatzenhof drove up to see her, and after several hours of crying and talking, Steinem changed her mind and again agreed to marry him. But it still felt wrong. Steinem considered marriage an end and not a beginning. She considered marriage a little death, because it's the last choice you can make. According to the conventions of the 1950s, a wife was expected to devote herself to her husband and children. Even in a happy relationship, a woman would be defined by her marriage and her service to others. Steinem wanted a life of her own. Steinem was skeptical about the myth of happily ever after. Her childhood experiences had taught her to question the idea that women obtained personal and financial security through marriage. Steinem had watched her mother struggle to surrender herself to the needs and desires of her husband and children. Ultimately, her mother was left.